Welcome back to The Bitter Truth About Food. I'm your host, Brad Young, and this is episode 20, Understanding the Dangers of Trans Fats. Today, we're diving into one of the most overlooked yet highly impactful issues in our modern food landscape, trans fats. Why does this matter? Because what we eat has a profound effect on our health, and trans fats are a prime example of how something hiding in plain sight on our plates can quietly shape our long-term well-being. Found in many processed and fried foods, these fats can have serious consequences, from raising cholesterol levels to increasing the risk of heart disease. By the end of this episode, you'll have a clear understanding of what trans fats are, how they're created, where they commonly show up in our diets, and why they're so dangerous to our health. Most importantly, we'll discuss practical tips on how to spot them on ingredient labels and make smarter food decisions to avoid them. Whether you're trying to improve your eating habits or just curious about what's in your food, this episode is packed with valuable insights to help you take control of your nutrition. Let's get started. What are trans fats? All right, so what exactly are trans fats? Let's break it down. Broadly speaking, trans fats fall into two categories. First, we have natural trans fats, which occur in small amounts in certain animal-based products like dairy and meat. These fats are formed naturally in the stomachs of animals such as cows, sheep, and goats through their digestive processes. While natural trans fats do exist, they're not the major concern when it comes to health risks. Research suggests that natural trans fats, when consumed as part of a balanced diet, don't pose the same level of harm as their artificial counterparts. The real problem, however, lies in artificial trans fats, which are created through a process called hydrogenation. This involves adding hydrogen to vegetable oil to make it more solid and shelf-stable. You know, you've probably heard the term partially hydrogenated oils, and that's the technical name for artificial trans fats. Hydrogenation was a game changer for food manufacturers as it allowed them to create products that were cheaper to make, had a longer shelf life, and offered an improved texture and flavor. Think about flaky pastries, creamy frosting, and fried snacks. Artificial trans fats were key to achieving those qualities. Food manufacturers loved these fats because they were cost-effective and versatile, but the convenience came at a high cost to public health. Over time, experts began to uncover the damaging effects of artificial trans fats, which can significantly raise bad cholesterol, LDL. Lower good cholesterol, HDL, and increase the risk of heart disease, stroke, and even diabetes. While these fats may have improved the texture of food, they've also contributed to some of the most pressing health concerns of our time. As we'll explore further, the true cost of trans fats goes far beyond their price tag, affecting not just individual health, but also public health systems worldwide. Health impacts of trans fats. Now for the bitter truth. What do trans fats actually do to your body? Here's the simplest way to think about it. Trans fats are like the bad influencer in your circle, the one who causes damage wherever they go, leaving nothing good behind. For your body, they increase LDL cholesterol, which is the bad kind that clogs arteries and raises the risk of heart problems, while suppressing HDL cholesterol, the good kind that helps remove excess cholesterol from your bloodstream. This creates a dangerous imbalance, a double whammy that puts your heart at serious risk. Consuming trans fats over time can have serious consequences for your health. They raise your risk of heart disease, the leading cause of death worldwide. By increasing bad cholesterol and driving plaque buildup in your arteries, they make your heart work harder and increase your chance of a heart attack or stroke. They promote inflammation, which doesn't just lead to discomfort, but also contributes to chronic illnesses like arthritis, autoimmune diseases, and even cancer. They can increase your likelihood of developing type 2 diabetes by interfering with how your body processes insulin, the hormone that regulates blood sugar. They contribute to obesity, a major public health crisis in the U.S., by packing high amounts of calories into foods while reducing their nutritional value. The prevalence of trans fats in processed and fast foods has been a significant factor in the rising obesity epidemic, which increases the risk of numerous health conditions, including heart disease, diabetes, and certain cancers. They disrupt the balance of healthy fats in your diet by lowering HDL, good cholesterol, while simultaneously raising LDL, bad cholesterol, which can further exacerbate cardiovascular risks and impair overall metabolic health. They may negatively impact brain health, with studies suggesting links between diets high in trans fats and cognitive decline, including an increased risk of Alzheimer's disease and other forms of dementia. What's worse, trans fats serve no nutritional purpose. They don't offer your body any benefits. They don't provide energy, vitamins, or minerals. Instead, they actively harm your health. The bottom line? Trans fats are best avoided. Be mindful of them in processed foods, baked goods, and fried items, and always check labels for partially hydrogenated oils. Protecting your health is worth it. Common food sources. All right, so we know they're bad, but where are they hiding? Let's dive into some of the biggest culprits and why they're a problem. Fried foods. Think French fries, fried chicken, and those golden crispy onion rings we all love. These foods are often cooked in partially hydrogenated oils, which are loaded with trans fats to enhance flavor and extend the oil's lifespan. Unfortunately, that crispy crunch comes at the cost of your heart health. Processed snacks, chips, microwave popcorn, and crackers might seem like harmless indulgences, but they often contain hidden trans fats to improve texture and shelf life. Even healthier-looking options can sneak these harmful fats into their ingredients. Packaged baked goods, muffins, cookies, and pies are frequent offenders. Manufacturers use trans fats to keep these treats soft, flaky, and fresh for extended periods on supermarket shelves. The result? A longer shelf life for the product, but potential long-term health consequences for you. Margarines and shortenings. While many brands have removed trans fats in recent years, some margarines and shortenings still rely on them for stability and to give that creamy texture or flaky baking result. Always check the labels to be sure. Here's a real-life example. Have you picked up a donut recently? That indulgent glaze and fluffy dough are likely brought to you in part by trans fats. It's the combination of texture and flavor that makes it so tempting, but it also makes it a sneaky contributor to your daily intake of unhealthy fats. It's a harsh reality, but awareness is the first step to change. By knowing where trans fats hide, you can make more informed choices and take control of your health. Always check ingredient labels and opt for fresh, whole foods whenever possible. Small changes can make a big difference. Tips for identifying and avoiding trans fats. The good news? Avoiding trans fats doesn't have to be overwhelming if you know what to look for. With a few simple habits, you can make healthier food choices and protect your heart and overall health from the harmful effects of these artificial fats. Here are a few actionable steps you can take to spot and avoid trans fats. Read food labels carefully. Labels can be tricky. The FDA permits companies to list trans fats as zero on the nutrition label if the product contains less than 0.5 grams per serving. While this may seem insignificant, these small amounts can add up if you're consuming multiple servings. To ensure you're avoiding trans fats entirely, check the ingredient list closely for the words partially hydrogenated oils. This is the telltale sign of trans fats. If you see that term, it's best to put the product back on the shelf. Cook at home. Cooking at home puts you in control of what goes into your meals, giving you the power to steer clear of hidden trans fats. Use natural healthy oils like olive oil, avocado oil, or coconut oil when sauteing, frying, or baking. Experiment with fresh herbs and spices to add flavor so you don't feel the need to rely on processed ingredients. Preparing meals at home also allows you to avoid packaged and ready-to-eat foods, which are often high in trans fats. Focus on whole foods. The simplest and most effective way to avoid trans fats is to prioritize whole, unprocessed foods. Fresh fruits, vegetables, nuts, seeds, whole grains, and lean proteins like chicken or fish are naturally free of trans fats. Not only are these foods healthier, but they also provide essential nutrients that highly processed foods often lack. Building your diet around whole foods can significantly reduce your exposure to harmful additives, including trans fats. Choose restaurants wisely. Eating out doesn't have to derail your health goals, but it's important to be mindful of how foods are prepared. Fried foods, pastries, and other heavily processed menu items are more likely to contain trans fats. Instead, opt for fresh, grilled, baked, or steamed dishes whenever possible. Don't hesitate to ask your server questions about how certain items are cooked or if trans fats are used in the preparation. Many restaurants are happy to accommodate requests for healthier options. Use trusted brands. Some companies have taken a stand against trans fats by marketing their products as completely trans fat free. Look for brands that openly advertise the use of zero trans fats or natural ingredients. By supporting companies committed to healthier food practices, you not only make better choices for yourself, but also encourage the food industry to move away from harmful additives like trans fats. By implementing these steps into your daily habits, you'll be better equipped to identify and avoid trans fats, promoting your health and well-being in the long run. Remember, small changes in your food choices can lead to big improvements in how you feel and live. Trans fat regulations. Now, you may be wondering, if trans fats are so bad, why are they still in our food supply? The good news is that regulations are cracking down. The FDA officially banned the use of partially hydrogenated oils, the primary source of artificial trans fats, in the U.S. food supply back in 2018. However, some loopholes still allow trace amounts of trans fats to persist in certain foods. For example, products can legally claim 0 grams trans fat on their labels if they contain less than 0.5 grams per serving. This means that even small quantities can add up if consumed frequently. Globally, many countries are stepping up their efforts to eliminate trans fats entirely. Denmark paved the way as the first country to completely ban artificial trans fats in 2003, setting a precedent for other nations to follow. The World Health Organization, WHO, has also set a goal to eliminate trans fats worldwide by 2023, working with countries to implement stricter regulations. That said, it's essential to stay vigilant. Just because a regulation exists doesn't mean you won't find trans fats creeping into your food. Always check the ingredient list for terms like partially hydrogenated oils, which can be a red flag. Staying informed and mindful of what you're eating is the best way to protect your health. And there you have it, the full story on trans fats. Before we wrap up, let's go over the key takeaways one more time, and I encourage you to really reflect on these as you move forward. Understand the difference between natural and artificial trans fats. Natural trans fats occur in small amounts in certain animal-based products, while artificial trans fats are created through an industrial process called hydrogenation, often used to extend shelf life in processed foods. The two are not the same, and it's important to recognize where they come from. Remember the health risks, especially for your heart. Trans fats are directly linked to raising bad cholesterol, LDL, and lowering good cholesterol, HDL, increasing the risk of heart disease, stroke, and other chronic conditions. These are risks that can be significantly reduced by cutting out artificial trans fats. Learn to identify trans fats in everyday foods by reading labels and ingredient lists. Even if a product says 0 grams of trans fat on the label, there could still be small amounts if the ingredients list mentions partially hydrogenated oils. Always check carefully, especially with processed snacks, baked goods, and margarine. Prioritize whole foods and make conscious choices when dining out. Sticking to fresh, unprocessed foods like fruits, vegetables, nuts, and whole grains is one of the best ways to avoid hidden trans fats. When eating out, don't hesitate to ask questions about how your food is prepared, especially fried items or baked goods. Stay informed about regulations and advocate for better food transparency. While many countries have banned or limited artificial trans fats, there's still work to be done globally. By staying educated and supporting stricter regulations, you can help create a healthier food system for everyone. Every small change in your food choices can lead to a significant improvement in your overall health. Start simple. Pick one item in your pantry today. Flip it over, check the nutrition label, and look for those sneaky ingredients like partially hydrogenated oils. Small steps like this can make a big difference over time. Finally, if you found this episode helpful, please share it with your friends, family, and anyone who might benefit from learning more about trans fats. Word of mouth is powerful, and you could be helping someone take the first step toward healthier eating. And don't forget to leave a review on your favorite podcast platform. It's a small gesture that helps us continue to bring you valuable content. Your feedback inspires us and keeps us motivated to brew new episodes just for you. Until next time, this is Brad Young, reminding you to always question what's on your plate. What you eat matters, not just for your health today, but for your long-term well-being. Stay informed, stay healthy, and keep making mindful choices. I'll see you next time on The Bitter Truth About Food.